In this country, Asian immigrants are scrambling to send what aid they can to the ravaged homelands. Dozens of Sri Lankans pack this brick colonial home in Bethesda, Maryland. In the living room, a heavily decorated Christmas tree stands next to images of Hindu gods. And Dr. Sinaraja Ragaraj works the crowd. He's heading a team of doctors flying to Sri Lanka next week.
Hello. I've seen my email.
Yes. And thank you for your contribution and help as well.
Yeah. Ragaraj is relentlessly cheerful and energetic despite the past difficult week. He's been getting only a few hours sleep each night as he prepares for his trip and admits he's operating on fumes at this point.
From Sunday morning onwards, I have been on the phone. My cell phone is, I am on the cell phone and landline, and we have got two lines at home. My other line, my wife, she has been on the other landline and the cell phone. Sunday onwards, we are on the constant telephone coordinating and keep things moving for the relief effort, day and night almost.
For 18 months, Ragaraj has been working to rebuild Sri Lanka's healthcare system. He's from the northeast of the country, a largely Tamil area, already devastated by 20 years of civil war and, Tamils allege, chronic neglect by the central government. Ragaraj helped found the International Medical Health Organization. The group just completed one medical clinic this fall and was building another. The tsunami crushed both structures, along with Ragaraj's plans. His group had raised $50,000 to build more clinics, but Tuesday, Ragaraj wired it all to a Sri Lankan charity group.
What we thought was, as an organization, what's the point in keeping the money to build the hospitals when people are dying? If you can't save the lives, building the hospital doesn't serve any purpose. For whom we are building the hospitals? For the people. So the committee decided our first priority is life-saving measures immediately has to be done. What was that? Getting the medicines. How do you get it? Buy it in the capital, Colombo. Because Colombo was not affected at all, and we are able to purchase everything and ship it to the affected areas.
At his Maryland practice, Ragaraj has patients booked for 6 months, but he says some have been understanding and postponed their appointments. Colleagues have pitched in to see the others. Ragaraj says he and 20 other doctors from across the U.S. and England are prepared to do what they can in Sri Lanka in whatever conditions they find.
You don't have the x-rays, you don't have the CAT scans, you don't have the MRIs, you don't have the labs for that matter. So all we have to do is clinical medicine. From the skills, whatever we know, we are going to practice. It's totally different from what we have been doing in our real life here.
Ragaraj's wife, Arani, and their 13-month-old daughter will also go to Sri Lanka. The child will stay with Arani's parents in the capital, Colombo. Arani is not a doctor, but hopes she can be of use.
People have been obviously traumatized, and hopefully we'll be able to help them by counseling and talking to people, just being there and giving them some sort of moral support.
Are you preparing yourself at all psychologically? I mean, it's going to be very difficult, I would imagine.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that every day. It is very difficult because we watch the Tamil TV, which we get at home, and they have direct live telecasts, and I just watch it every day, even though I tell myself I shouldn't do that because it's just making me really, really upset and emotional. But I'm trying to prepare myself, and as my husband has told me, this is not the time to be emotional. This is the time to do our very best.
I'm going to have a very brief, small presentation tonight.
In the basement of the house, men and women squeeze onto folding chairs and pillows on the floor as Dr. Ragaraj readies a PowerPoint presentation.
Let us start this presentation with 2 minutes of silence, please.
The lights dim, and Ragaraj starts with a map showing the extent of the tsunami damage. He then flicks through a series of gruesome slides, a mass grave, a muddy camp of displaced survivors, a room full of bloated children's corpses.
This is one of the pictures which has really disturbed me. Is out of the total death toll, if you look at, especially in Mullathiva district, one-third of them has been children. I think one of the reasons is, one is the children couldn't hang on to anything when the ocean took everything back into the sea, and second one is already they were very weak.
Ragaraj says civil war had caused rampant malnutrition and stunted growth.
Thank you very
After
much.
The presentation come a series of questions.
One of the most important things because of the contamination of water was water purification tablets. Now, can that be purchased in Sri Lanka, or is that something that has to come from here?
It can be purchased in Sri Lanka as well. Whatever is needed can be purchased in Colombo.
One man asks, is the northern seaport open? No, it's been damaged. Relief must come from the capital. But the roads north are bad. Another urges the crowd to ask their companies to match donations. One woman suggests donating frequent flyer miles so others can travel to Sri Lanka. This community has long banded together to help its home region. Dr. Arul Ranjathan heads the TRO, the Tamil Rehabilitation Organization. He says it's the only relief group serving Sri Lanka's northeast, and he's just seen his efforts set back years.
Some districts were totally wiped out. I spoke to our TRO coordinator in Sri Lanka. His name is Mr. Reggie. I spoke to him yesterday, and he said in his village, out of 627 people, only 25 are alive.
Ranjathan wants to get aid to the area quickly, but landmines left over from Sri Lanka's civil war are a big problem. The strong tsunami flushed them up, and they're floating in the water. Those here tonight plan to send a first shipment of aid this weekend, 1 million water purification tablets from India.
We are hopeful that we can do something. The level of destruction is so great that it makes you wonder what God is doing, but that's a different story. But right now, we don't have time to think all those questions. This is a time for action. Just the fact that we go there tells the people there that they are not alone. That gives a tremendous psychological boost. Anything beyond that, whatever we can, we will do. And we are in it for the long haul. We are not going to get compassion fatigue after 6 months. We are in it for the long haul.
Please, we have about few sign-up sheets here. So please do not leave without taking up at least one project.
Back in the basement, another organizer calls for volunteers to badger the media for more coverage, to lobby U.S. congressmen, and most importantly, to solicit more urgently needed money.
Please open up your hearts, your wallets, and your time and energy. If not now, then when? If not us, then who? Thank you.
Dr. Sinaraja Ragaraj and his family leave Maryland for Sri Lanka on Thursday. To find out more about his group and other aid organizations, you can go to our website, npr.org.